The Dialogue of St. Catherine of Siena, Part 23. Of the dignity of the priest, and of the sacrament of the body of Christ, and of worthy and unworthy communicants. Now I will reply to that which you ask me concerning the ministers of the Holy Church. And, in order that you may the better understand the truth, open the eye of your intellect, and look at their excellence and the dignity in which I have placed them. And, since one thing is better known by means of contrast with its contrary, I will show you the dignity of those who use virtuously the treasure I have placed in their hands. And in this way, you will the better see the misery of those who today are suckled at the breast of my spouse. Then this soul obediently contemplated the truth, in which she saw virtue resplendent in those who truly taste it. Then said the eternal God, I will first, dearest daughter, speak to you of the dignity of priests, having placed them where they are through my goodness, over and above the general love which I have had to my creatures, creating you in my image and similitude, and recreating you all to the life of grace in the blood of my only begotten Son, whence you have arrived at such excellence through the union which I made of my deity with human nature, so that in this you have greater dignity and excellence than the angels. For I took your human nature, and not that of the angels. Wherefore, as I have said to you, I, God, have become man, and man has become God, by the union of my divine nature with your human nature. This greatness is given in general to all rational creatures. But among these, I have specially chosen my ministers for the sake of your salvation, so that through them the blood of the humble and immaculate Lamb, my only begotten Son, may be administered to you. To them have I given the sun to administer, giving them the light of science and the heat of divine love, united together in the color of the body and blood of my Son, whose body is a sun, because he is one thing with me, the true sun, in such a way that he cannot be separated or divided from me, as in the case of the natural sun, the star, in which heat and light cannot be separated, so perfect is their union. For the sun, never leaving its orbit, lights the whole world, and warms whoever wishes to be warmed by it, and is not defiled by any impurity on which it shines, for its light and heat and color are united. So, this word, my Son, with his most sweet blood, is one sun, one star, all God and all man, because he is one thing with me and I with him. My power is not separated from his wisdom, nor the fiery heat of the Holy Spirit from me, the Father, or from him, the Son, for he is one thing with us, the Holy Spirit, proceeding from the Father and the Son, and we together forming one and the same Son, the Star, that is to say, I, the eternal God, am that Son, the Star, whence have proceeded the Son and the Holy Spirit. To the Holy Spirit is attributed fire, and to the Son, wisdom, by which wisdom my ministers receive the light of grace, so that they may administer this light to others, with gratitude for the benefits received from me, the Eternal Father, following the doctrine of the Eternal Wisdom, my only begotten Son. This is that light which has the color of your humanity, color and light being closely united. Thus was the light of my divinity united to the color of your humanity, which color shone brightly when it became perfect through its union with the divine nature. And by this means of the incarnate Word, mixed with the light of my divine nature and the fiery heat of the Holy Spirit, have you received the light. Whom have I entrusted with its administration? My ministers in the mystical body of the Holy Church, so that you may have life, receiving his body in food and his blood in drink. I have said to you that this body is, as it were, a sun, a star. Wherefore you cannot receive the body without the blood, or the blood or the body without the soul of the incarnate Word, nor the soul nor the body without the divinity of me, the eternal God, because none of these can be separated from each other. As I said to you in another place, that the divine nature never left the human nature, either by death or from any other cause. So that you receive the whole divine essence in that most sweet sacrament, concealed under the whiteness of the bread. For as the sun cannot be divided into light, heat, and color, the whole of God and the whole of man cannot be separated under the white mantle of the host. For even if the host should be divided into a million particles, if it were possible, in each particle should I be present, whole God and whole man. When you break a mirror, the reflection to be seen in it is not broken. Similarly, when the host is divided, God and man are not divided, but remain in each particle. Nor is the sacrament diminished in itself, except as far as may be in the following example. If you have a light, and the whole world should come to you in order to take light from it, the light itself does not diminish, and yet each person has it all. It is true that everyone participates more or less in this light according to the substance into which each one receives the fire. I will develop this metaphor further, that you may the better understand me. Suppose that there are many who bring their candles, one weighing an ounce, others 2 or 6 ounces, or a pound, or even more, and light them in the flame. In each candle, whether large or small, is the whole light, that is to say, the heat, the color, and the flame. Nevertheless, you would judge that he whose candle weighs an ounce has less of the light than he whose candle weighs a pound. Now, the same thing happens to those who receive this sacrament. Each one carries his own candle, that is, the holy desire with which he receives this sacrament, which of itself is without light, and lights it by receiving this sacrament. I say, without light, because of yourselves you can do nothing, though I have given you the material with which you can receive this light and feed it. The material is love, for through love I created you, and without love you cannot live. Your being, given to you through love, has received the right disposition in holy baptism, which you receive in virtue of the blood of the Word. For in no other way could you participate in this light. You would be like a candle with no wick inside it, which cannot burn or receive light, if you have not received in your soul the wick which catches this divine flame, that is to say, the holy faith, which you receive by grace in baptism, united with the disposition of your soul created by me, so fitted for love, that without love, which is her very food, she cannot live. Where does the soul united in this way obtain light? At the fire of my divine love, loving and fearing me, and following the doctrine of my truth. It is true that the soul becomes more or less lighted according to the material which it brings to the fire. For although you all have one and the same material, in that you are all created to my image and similitude, and being Christians, possess the light of holy baptism, each of you may grow in love and virtue by the help of my grace, as may please you. Not that you change the form of what I have given you, but that you increase your strength in love and your free will by using it while you have time. For when time is past, you can no longer do so. So that you can increase in love, as has been said, coming with love to receive this sweet and glorious light, which I have given you as food for your service through my ministers. And you receive this light according to the love and fiery desire with which you approach it. The light itself you receive entire, as I have said, in the example of those who, in spite of the difference in weight of their candles, all receive the entire light. And not divided, because it cannot be divided, as has been said, either on account of any imperfection of yours who receive, or of the minister. But you personally participate in this light, that is, in the grace which you receive in this sacrament, according to the holy desire with which you dispose yourselves to receive it. He who should go to this sweet sacrament in the guilt of mortal sin will receive no grace therefrom, though he actually receive the whole of God and the whole of man. Do you know the condition of the soul who receives unworthily? She is like a candle on which water has fallen, which can do nothing but crackle when brought near the flame. For no sooner has the fire touched it than it is extinguished, and nothing remains but smoke. So this soul has cast the water of guilt within her mind upon the candle which she received in holy baptism, which has drenched the wick of the grace of baptism. And not having heated it at the fire of true contrition and confession, goes to the table of the altar to receive this light with her body and not with her mind. Wherefore the light, since the soul is not disposed as she should be for so great a mystery, does not remain by grace in that soul, but leaves her, and in the soul remains only greater confusion. For her light is extinguished, and her sin increased by her darkness. Of the sacrament she feels nothing but the crackling of a remorseful conscience. Not through defect of the light itself, for that can receive no hurt, but on account of the water that was in the soul, which impeded her proper disposition, so that she could not receive the light. See, therefore, that in no way can this light, united with its heat and its color, be divided, either by the scanty desire of the soul when she receives the sacrament, or by any defect which may be in the soul, or by any defect of him who administers it, as I told you of the sun, which is not defiled by shining on anything foul. So the sweet light of this sacrament cannot be defiled, divided, or diminished in any way, nor can it be detached from its orbit. If all the world should receive in communion the light and heat of this Son, the Word, my only begotten Son, would not be separated from me, the true Son, his eternal Father, because in his mystical body, the Holy Church, he is administered to whoever will receive him. He remains holy with me, and yet you have him, whole God and whole man, as I told you, in the metaphor of the light. That if all the world came to take light from it, each would have it entire, and yet it would remain whole.